Did get a chance to talk with her yesterday, but today, Kristen Smith from the Chapel Hill Chamber of Commerce joins us with the short and sweet business beat. How are you?
It's no less sweet. It's just a day late. So thanks, Aaron,
for your... And it's especially sweet because you were talking with Tom Ferguson just outside.
I know.
So it's going to be super sweet in Carrboro in a few months.
Super sweet, not so short. I'm going to go ahead and let Tom continue the short and sweet business beat with a segment after I talk about this upcoming week at the Chamber. Mm-hmm. So, folks are getting ready to go back to school. UNC students are coming in. I appreciate hearing the story earlier. We are going to see Monday starting off with the Good Neighbor Initiative Walk on August 17th. Have you ever participated?
I haven't participated in this yet, but this is a really, really cool thing they do every year.
So Aaron Bockenheimer at the university heads this up. A lot of UNC students move into the neighborhood surrounding downtown, surrounding the university, and just aren't as well acquainted with kind of the rules, living in a home, mm-hmm. or you know.
Like, what are the rules of the neighborhood? What are the rules of taking the trash out? What are the rules of parking and everything
and
like that?
And noise and everything
and noise,
like
yeah,
in that.
Yeah.
But this is, I really appreciate the approach. At mm-hmm. 4 o'clock, they're going to go door-to-door. These are teams of UNC students, staff, public safety officers, Chapel Hill police officers, and town staff members with many other volunteers. I've done it before, going door-to-door saying, welcome yeah. to the neighborhood. We're glad that you're here. While you're here, here's some things that you should know.
And both of those sides are equally important. It's not just about, like, hey, you're here. Here are the rules.
Right,
here's what you have to
exactly.
do. It's welcome. We're glad you're
exactly.
here in our community.
I mean, and that's really important because we're not knocking on doors to say, get off my yard. I mean, mm-hmm. we are knocking on doors. Students are just as much Chapel Hill citizens, are part of our community, one of the things that makes our community most special, in my opinion. And so this is a great opportunity to just help students get oriented. It's almost like, you know how you have freshman orientation, or when I was at Carolina, I was a freshman camp counselor. We had freshman
yes.
camp. And so it's now called Carolina Kickoff. But this is kind of like an orientation to the neighborhood. And so mm-hmm. we hope folks that will participate or look for teams going out for 4 o'clock on Monday, August 17th. That will be followed by a block party on Thursday, September 10th at Hargraves Community Center. So the other message that we say, welcome, we're glad that you're here. Here are some rules you should know about regarding trash, noise, parking spaces, number of people occupying the home. And then we invite them to join us for a neighborhood block party, mm-hmm. old-fashioned neighborhood block party at Hargraves on Thursday, September 10th.
And it's so important to keep up the good relations between town and gown and between students and members of the community and really make an effort to do that, because there are other... we take it completely for granted in Chapel Hill, I think, the really good relations that we have between the campus and the community, between students
exactly.
and residents, because those relations are just poisonous in other... In other college towns. And I always get upset every time Carolina fans talk about winning a national championship and going to Franklin Street and having a big bonfire and celebrating, because when that same exact thing happens in East Lansing, Michigan, it makes national news. Oh my God, the students are running riot, the police are out with tear gas. It's the same bonfire, and it's because town-gown relations
right.
in East Lansing are poisonous
right.
and in Chapel Hill they're good. So this is really important.
And we might say something maybe
we
about
could,
the intelligence level of Tar Heels over Spartans.
I might say something, but
nevertheless, it's important in all college communities, including ours, that we work together, both students and community members. And actually, I don't even like separating it. It's
we
must work together as different
community.
Kinds
yes.
of community members to be good neighbors to each other.
Michigan State's in the second tier on U.S. News every single year. That's top 100, that is.
There you go. No, I'm related to a Spartan, but don't tell anybody.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's just
it's
Monday.
Just between us.
That's just Monday.
Yeah.
Tuesday, UNC's classes start, and we'll start the morning off with our retail roundtable. This is available for retail owners and managers and people involved in retail shops, led by one of my favorite Ephesus Fordham businesses, Twig, Sean Sloan of Twig.
Yes.
From 7:30 to 8:45, join us at the Chamber. Just contact Sean and find out more at carolinachamber.org/events. That's our monthly retail roundtable. Also on Tuesday, we have the North Carolina for Military Employment Summit. This is from 10 to 12:45, sponsored by the State Chamber on and at the MetLife campus in Cary. This is an opportunity for business owners and really and also HR professionals to talk about how the value of hiring veterans and how to make that a part of their hiring program.
Awesome. And this is a lot to keep track of. So if you are listening out there, you want to know more, carolinachamber.org/events is the website you can always go to for information on all of this. Are you going to be able to do all of that next week and still have time to be ready for the
well,
state of the community
this
in
this is
two
why
weeks?
I'm doing this short and sweet business beat is focusing on next week because I'll be on a workation. I don't know if you've ever taken one before. Where
every day of my life.
I will be out of town, but working pretty close to 9 to 5, but with better scenery. So Tuesday continues with our Chapel Hill Young Professionals. This is an opportunity to hear from a panel about how you can use technology to be more productive. This is something I struggle with and is really a great program offered to Chapel Hill Young Professionals, anyone under 40, 5:30 to 7:30 at 1789 Venture Lab. One of the panelists is one of the entrepreneurs. If folks don't know, 1789 is kind of the UNC student version of Launch. It's a entrepreneurial hub, a startup accelerator for
Franklin
UNC
Street, right?
students, also on Franklin
yeah.
Street, right above Four Corners. And so that's a big Tuesday, and then the week at the Chamber will end with Business After Hours on Thursday, 5:30 to 7:30 at SECU Family House. We've got Tom and Chi from Carrboro bringing food and Orange County Rape Crisis Center as the nonprofit spotlight. This is our largest networking event of the month. We hope folks will come out. Remember, and if you're a UNC employee and you're getting back in the school year, this is a great way not only to network, but just to celebrate the beginning of the school year. So
awesome. That's a lot happening in a
week,
right?
A lot happening while wow. I'm on workcation. So I will be available via email, but not being able to attend all these events. But folks should go to carolinachamber.org/events to find out more, or stop by the Chamber and get an award-winning publication, our 2015 calendar and 2014 annual report. Just this week, we brought home the grand award in publications at the Association of Chamber of Commerce Executives International Convention in Montreal.
Or the ACE Award.
Exactly.
Awesome.
So,
all right. So, again, carolinachamber.org/events. Find out all about all of those things and more coming up later on this month. We will coin new words in a couple of weeks because you're not going to be around next week.
Right,
you're on your
right.
vacation. But Kristen Smith, we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Can't wait. And I'm glad that Tom can continue with the short and sweet business beat. Welcome, Rise to the Community.